This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has called on military leaders in Myanmar to release leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other dissidents and restore democratic rule. In a speech at the U.S. State Department, the president said there can be no place for military force to overthrow a duly elected government.
The Burmese military should relinquish power they have seized, release the advocates and activists and officials they have detained, lift the restrictions on telecommunications, and refrain from violence.
Washington has led international condemnation of Monday's actions, which saw civilian leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, detained and ignited fears the military would drag 54 million people back to the decades of junta rule that turned Myanmar into one of Asia's most impoverished and repressive nations. Ugandan victims of the Lord's Resistance Army have welcomed the war crimes conviction at the International Criminal Court of the militant group's second-in-command, Dominic Ongwen. Halima Athmani reports from Kampala.
Among the charges Dominic Ongwen was convicted of is the crime of conscripting children under the age of 15 into the LRA's senior brigade and using them to participate in hostilities. Ongwen was found guilty on 61 of 70 counts of crimes against humanity and war crimes. The charges were for his role in attacks on four internally displaced people's camps in northern Uganda between July 2002 and December 2005. He was found guilty on charges of murder, kidnapping, torture, enslavement, rape, sexual slavery, and forced marriage, among many.